Obviously, it was a great win for us. I thought first half we played really well, even though we had foul trouble with Ricardo and Marcus. And I thought Steve gave us a tremendous lift there in the first half. And, you know, the stuff that didn't show up on the stat sheet. He was just active. He had a presence. He was getting deflections, block shots. But we found a way to play very well in the first half. Then the second half, give Illinois credit, but I also thought that we lost some focus on both ends of the court, particularly in the offensive end. I thought we took some quick shots, settled for some threes. But with that said, we lost the lead, and I'm proud of how these guys fought and kept themselves together to find a way to win.
Frank, a lot of teams in the last 90 seconds of a tie game want to slow down, patience, things like that. Can you address your guys' biggest plays were, you know, a behind-the-back pass, a fast break. It seems like you were at your best at a pace that a lot of teams might not be comfortable playing the last 90 seconds.
Last 90 seconds of the game?
Yeah.
Well, we had some advantage opportunities during that point in time, and I think we, you know, this team is probably going to take advantage of those. But we wanted, I think where we lost are, we had a couple of those in the last 4 minutes where we needed to run offense. And as a fine line, when you have a team that's really athletic and they're really good in transition. And, you know, it takes time to develop that understanding, you know, when to go and when not to go. And, you know, when we don't want to play at warp speed all the time. We got to run some offense, and I thought we got a little bit out of character, and that allowed Illinois to get back in the game. And that's understanding time and situation. And I thought we lost a little bit of that when we really needed to run offense and execute. And we, but there at the end when we needed to make plays, we did a nice job making plays.
Frank, seemed like at some point down the stretch there, Phil was bringing the ball up the floor, and you kind of demanded that Mike get the ball. Is he kind of evolving a little bit into that closer role for you? Hit a big J right after that point.
Well, I think that we were going to try to run a ball screen play, and the way they were guarding ball screens, you know, I felt like at that point in time, Mike had a nice rhythm going, and we wanted him to come off the ball screen in that particular play, and it just luckily he made a shot, you know. So, but you know, Mike had a nice little, you know, he, as a coach, you try to see who's got the hot hand or who's got a rhythm going, and Mike had a good pace to his game at that point in time. And the other thing I wanted Mike to do, he came right back down the next play, and he settled for a jump shot. But he's also a 90% free throw shooter, and we were in the 1-1, and that was when I wanted him to really attack and put the pressure on the defense a little bit more.
Frank, what was the most frustrating characteristic or trait about your team in that 5 to 6 minute stretch where you let Illinois came back and you eventually lost the lead?
Well, I think we didn't do what we needed to do on both ends. I mean, in terms of fundamentals, and we lost our focus on offense. We took quick shots. We didn't run offense. The ball was sticking. We haven't played like that in a long stretch any time during the year, and I thought we got caught up in the game a little bit. And then on the defensive end, our ball screen defense wasn't good, and we not only didn't do a good job on the ball screen situation, but our help side defense wasn't good. We were ball watching, hanging with our men, and we weren't in help position. So it was a combination of a lot of things on the defensive end, and we will fix it. I mean, I think a game like this, as I told the team at the end of the game, great win, great job. But if we want to have the kind of team, the kind of season we want to have, we're going to have to learn from that stretch there where we didn't play as well and eliminate those kind of bad plays when the game's on the line.
Frank, you talked yesterday about how the kind of big unknown with this team was how they'd perform when they're against, you know, down to the wire. What was the biggest thing you feel like you learned in the last 2 minutes?
Well, I think, you know, we challenged them and we told them at the timeout, you know, stay together, execute, and when we got to those moments, whether it was a four-minute game or a two-minute game, execution was going to be a big part of it. And I thought our guys showed. I mean, Ricardo Ratliff, where he didn't have a great game, but there in the last 90 seconds, he made some nice plays defensively. He's got his hands on a lot of balls. And we can defend. So we had great possessions. And to win games like this, it comes down to the half court. We're a full court team, but you got to be able to get stops and you got to be able to execute on offense. That's how you win late game in late games and tight ball games.
Frank, you kind of have had a nice security blanket there with Marcus Denman most of the year. In a game where he didn't really have it, just talk about maybe being able to finish a game like that without being able to lean on him.
Yeah, and I told the team this. I said, you know, obviously Marcus or Ricardo didn't have a particularly good first half, but Ricardo, you know, we had both those guys in foul trouble, and we did a nice job in the first half. But obviously Marcus struggled tonight, and we found a way, and that's a great thing for us because we got some other guys on this team that can score. And, you know, obviously the two little guys, Phil and Mike, were outstanding. And, you know, just when, you know, every night you could have an off night, but you can't take a night off. And so we still got to play on both ends of the court.
Frank, what has gone into making this team so much more efficient offensively and shooting a higher percentage than it had in recent years?
Well, just sharing the ball. I think a combination of things. I mean, sharing the ball, we have a good shot, great shot concept. I really believe this team is good enough skill wise that we shouldn't have to take contested shots. We should always if we all got great skills and ball skills. If we run offense, we'll get a good shot every time. And if you play that way, and you play inside out, and paint touches are extremely important to us. You know, how many times we get the ball in the paint, not just throwing the ball to our post players, but driving the ball in the paint. I think you play in the percentages, and that's what this team has done all year.
Frank, as this season progresses now and you get into the next game, just talk about your process and how you get your players prepared after a big game like this, an emotional game like this.
Well, we got to go right back to work. I mean, they'll get a couple of days off for Christmas, and then we've got a huge ball game on the road at Old Dominion. The Colonial I have a tremendous amount of respect for that league, and you know they've had a team in the Final Four and two times in this decade, and so I anticipate Old Dominion. The team won 27 games last year. We got a tremendous challenge ahead of us, and so we're going to do our job, getting them ready and getting them prepared, and the environment we're going to be facing in Norfolk on December 30th. So and then we're right in the Big 12 play. So there's no time to relax with this team.